Archers for the week 12 to 17 September 2004.
Bert has high hopes for the Flower and Produce show.
One, twine, penknife. Scissors.
Good grief, Bert. These are onions you're tying up. It's not open-heart surgery.
Less of your flippancy, Owen King. I'm not tying them up. I'm presenting them for competition.
It was still. I mean, you've trimmed the top straight and a barber could. Isn't it a bit OTT?
What it is the difference between winner and arsehole round.
With this card and a hole in it, I mean, what's that all about?
Measuring the girth. The three you show has to be the same size near as you can get, so he passes them through this card to measure them, see?
Yeah, well, they all look the same to me.
You stick to judging cakes. Pass me that soft cloth.
You're not polishing them now, are you?
I'm not leaving anything to chance. I'm aiming for overall winner again.
Think you'll do it?
Well, between you, me and the gatepost, I know I do. George is usually my biggest threat. Well,
don't you rate his chances, does
he? Well, he's not entered. Anything left in his garden after the house fire was flattened by the bulldozers, and he left it a bit late to plant veg at Woodbine.
Yeah, poor bloke. Yeah, but one man's mixed another man's poison, eh?
And I don't reckon much to any of the other entries.
Well, I don't know. I mean, lots of them look good to me.
With a bit of luck, I'll have the edge, though.
Yeah, sure.
If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. Harold Asquith can spot that.
Yeah, it's the old geezer from the Echo judging again, is it?
What's that then, Bert?
Oh, morning, George.
Morning.
Just discussing the judge.
Yeah, Bert's after nobbling him.
Oh, you said no such thing.
I'm sure you didn't.
Oh, no need. Me and Harold Asquith are of the same mind. We're old guard.
Are you sure about that, Bert?
Oh, I am. Behind his weather-beaten face, his vast wisdom of the art and craft of gardening.
Bert?
What?
Do you see that young chap chatting to Jill?
Oh, you with a ponytail and that little goatee beard?
That's Harold Asquith.
Eh? Oh, you're having me on, George, and I don't think it's very funny.
Oh, it's no joke. He took over writing Harold's column at the beginning of the year.
Oh, no.
The editor decided to keep the name because the readers were familiar with it. I remember Jack mentioning it.
Mr. Asquith retired to spend more time with his marrows, eh, Bert? Now what?
Come on, Lucky. Do the business for us.
Set up for transporting him up to the ground?
Absolutely. Got the straw ready in the back of the Land Rover.
Oh, I can't wait to see Millsy's face when he sees Lucky on the pavilion veranda.
And the rest of the Darrington bunch.
That'll teach him.
Hey, did you see our lot? All patted Lucky's head as though nothing had happened?
I should hope so. It's cost me enough.
And nobody noticed the eyes. Nope, everybody's up for it today.
We're going to bury him.
Yeah. Have you had a look at the wicket this morning?
Yep. If we win the toss, we'll bowl first, take advantage of that green top.
Right.
Make some early inroads into Darrington's batting.
Yeah, good. Now, we always play better with a target to chase.
Morning, gents.
How about? What's up? You look like a man whose leaks have gone limp.
Oh, this is no laughing matter.
Ooh, sorry. What's wrong?
It's the Flower and Produce Show judge, that's what.
Has he had to cancel?
Oh, no, he's here, all right, but he's come under false pretenses.
Has he?
He's masquerading as someone who knows about gardening.
Well, surely what Harold Asquith doesn't know about gardening could be written on a slug pellet. He's been at it for ages.
Well, this Harold Asquith looks a bit 20. He looks more like a gigolo than a gardener.
What? I mean...
Well, I'll be lucky if he can tear himself away from the ladies long enough to consider my interest.
Hey, up, judging and starting?
Oh, is it?
Oh, put your face straight, Bert Fry. You've got as much chance as anybody else.
That's what I'm afraid he'll think.
Ah, you think he won't recognise quality when he sees it, eh?
Well, how can a whippersnapper like that know what it takes to grow and present prize-winning veg, eh?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it now, on your own. You'll just have to wait for the result. Results.
I'll put your stick here by the coffee table, Marjorie.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. It's very good of you to bring me home.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Are you complete with a tour of all the scarecrows?
Impressive, aren't they?
Yes, indeed.
Hey, the Laurels one looks great with its Zimmer frame.
Thank you. Let me make you a cup of tea.
Or not. Better not, thanks. Amy's expecting me for Sunday lunch.
Well, another time, then. I'm sorry I interrupted you as we were coming in.
Oh, no, I was just saying that Linda's hoping to hear from the Architectural Heritage Fund this week. We should get a decent amount from them.
And then you can go ahead with the feasibility study.
Well, not quite. We won't get the full amount from the AHF. We're hoping to get some from South Borsetshire Council. But the rest will have to be raised from other sources.
And the study is only the start, of course.
Oh, it's a huge responsibility. Hundreds of thousands to find, eventually. But you know Linda. She's completely unfazed by the whole thing.
And what part do you play in it all, Alan?
I'm the treasurer of the trust. Linda's chair, of course, and Jennifer Aldridge's secretary.
Just the three of you?
Oh, no. There's quite a number of local residents on the trust itself. People like Phil Archer, Peggy Woolley.
Well, good for Linda. Boarded up buildings give such a bad impression for visitors.
Yes, true. And did you know she's going ahead with a Christmas show as well?
Yes. Christine said so this morning at church.
Well, you've got to hand it to her. I don't know where she finds the energy. Not to mention the time.
No, indeed.
Oh, goodness, talking about time, I'd better be off. Have you got a lift sorted out for the flower and produce show later this afternoon?
Oh, I shan't be going this year. I'm invited to Mrs. Smythe's birthday tea.
Oh, well, enjoy the party.
Oh, perhaps we'll have a prize to celebrate, too.
Oh?
A scarecrow. Having seen the competition, I think we may stand a chance.
Hang on, George. Sorry, you're saying?
I'm just surprised at Duncan's bowling. It's all over the place.
I know. He can't seem to get his line or length right at all.
I don't think much of the umpire, either.
Yeah, we should have had Millsy out. There was a definite edge to the keeper. Oh, where's Bert disappeared to?
Well, the judging will have finished me now. I'm hoping he's found somebody else's ear to bend about that young bloke from the Echo.
All right. Come on, Duncan. Oh.
There's another four there.
That was another full toss. I'm making it far too easy for them.
Owen?
Oh, hello there.
Seen George by any chance?
Sorry, not since they opened the doors.
Well, hang on here then.
Oh, I did get a chance to talk to that judge earlier, though.
Oh,
yeah, he's not as green as you might think. He's in his 30s, I reckon, for a start.
Oh.
Yeah, he started off at Bellingham Park, you know, after Horticultural College.
Did he?
Yeah, he's even published a book.
Oh, has he now?
It's that ponytail, isn't it? It's put a lot of people off him this afternoon.
Well, you should never judge a book by the cover, my Frieda says. And she's right.
What?
Oh, this is the first time in years I've not had anything in the show.
Oh, well, there's always next year.
Still, me and young Daniel got a fourth for our scarecrow.
Now, you back me up here, George.
What's that?
This new judge. A show like this needs new blood like him.
Hey,
a keen young man to shake things up a bit.
Ah, oh, yeah, you've changed your tune, haven't you?
In fact, I've advised the committee to get him back next year.
Oh, I'll bet you have. What's this? The onions? First prize?
Yeah, and my carrots and beetroots. Yeah, he's got a keen eye.
Oh, I dare say.
I don't know whether the committee will feel the same about your judging, though, Owen.
Really?
Well, you give first prize for the sponge to Robert Snell.
Yeah, well, I assure you that I thought it was the best.
When anyone with eyes in their head knows Mr. Archer should have won it.
Oh, and here comes Phil now.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll see you later, eh?
Hello? Hope you don't mind a gatecrasher.
Alan! Well, this is a surprise.
I've just come hotfoot from the Flower and Produce Show. I thought I'd give you an update.
How thoughtful. Do sit down.
Thanks. Well, Bert swept the board this year again.
Did he?
And little Josh Archer won his age group.
Really? Hmm? What was that for?
Decorated welly. I think Phoebe Tucker was placed as well.
Oh, lovely.
Now, Juliet gave the gentleman's buttonhole to Jennifer Aldridge. And first for the scarecrow went to Linda Snell, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
Despite Derek Fletcher dressing his in a monogram tailored shirt.
Never mind.
Apparently, Linda had Robert up at the crack of dawn with torches and storm lanterns on Saturday morning.
Whatever for?
Well, they had to rebuild the scarecrow for the umpteenth time before the judges came round. Their llamas didn't take to it at all. Oh. Kept ripping it to shreds.
A prize for perseverance for her, then.
However...
Here. Oh, a rosette.
I'm pleased to tell you officially that second prize went to the laurels.
Oh, my goodness.
The Zimmer frame was a good touch, but I think the Nora Batty stockings really did the trick.
Mrs. Smythe. It was her inspiration.
Well, well done, Mrs. Smythe.
You know, this rosette means such a lot to me.
Well, it's a good result.
It's not so much the result.
No?
You see, I can't get into Ambridge as often as I'd like.
No.
Of course, Jill takes me on outings, and Roy and Haley too.
Oh, sure, they're only too glad.
Well, indeed. But it's lovely to continue playing an active part in village life.
What happened there?
You saw. I kicked it straight back to the bowler.
Great.
Oh, well, no point in beating yourself up about it. I didn't do much better.
Roy's innings has been the only good thing about this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, Adam might come through for us.
Oh, I don't know. He's only just managing to survive at the moment.
Yeah, this quick bowler. I haven't seen him play for Darrington before.
Yeah, kept him quiet.
Well, it's not over till it's over. Here we go.
Come on, Lucky. We really need you for this next ball. Oh, he's got a top edge.
Oh, he might get away with it.
Oh, no.
Bad luck, Adam.
Seven down and we're still over 100 behind. Got no chance.
No, no, Adam's gone. So much for the new model Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we had to try.
After all that palaver last Thursday.
Oh, no.
Not to mention all the money I paid out to Jazza and Eddie.
Money down the pan, mate.
Don't remind me.
Well, we can safely say he's lost his magic touch, all right?
I think so.
Yep. Oh, we're going to have to face it. Lucky the gnome is no more.
Helen has an ordeal to face.
It's always so busy. You see a space anywhere, Helen?
No, sorry.
Look at the time. I'd completely forgotten those roadworks. We were lucky to get an appointment so quickly.
Suppose so.
Love, you're going to be late. I'll drop you here. You just go on in.
Oh, I'll put the money on the seat.
And don't forget, you can tell her anything. Patient confidentiality means...
I haven't got anything confidential to say.
Well, anyway.
There's a space over there. Look, next to the black car.
Oh, yeah. Go on then, love. I'll be waiting outside.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, that's your weight. Thank you, Helen. Now, if you just step over here and I'll measure your height.
Here.
Feet together. Thank you. Have a seat. I'd like us to talk about your eating patterns, Helen.
I am eating.
How many times a day would you say?
I haven't been counting.
Do you eat at every mealtime?
I work. I run my own shop.
So you skip meals?
If I'm busy. I do eat, though.
That's good. And do you exercise?
Yeah.
How often?
I don't know.
Every day?
Probably.
And how many times a day?
It varies. Look, I feel fine.
And have your periods stopped?
I haven't had one since, well, for quite a long time.
How long do you think?
Oh, a few months.
Right.
I'm sorry, will this last much longer?
Would you like a break?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And can you tell me when you started dieting? Was there something specific that started it off?
All girls diet, don't they?
Most, yes, on and off.
I've always had willpower.
And did you diet a lot when you were younger?
A bit. At college. But everyone did.
You say you work full-time?
Yes.
And you live at home?
For the moment.
How do you get on with your family?
I've got a very good relationship with my family.
And friends?
Yes.
And I see from your notes that your partner
He died.
Would you like to tell me a little bit?
I think I'll have that break now, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. No problem.
That's lovely. Ruth! Calf shed, Jill. Oh, there you are. I've put Josh's birthday cake in the kitchen.
Thanks. He's still coming up later for the birthday tea.
He is? In fact, he made the cake. I just iced it.
Great.
I think he's out to prove he's not lost his touch after losing out to Robert Snell at the show.
Poor Phil. Bert, on the other hand, has been going about whistling all day.
Well, overall winner is an achievement. Josh did well with his welly, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I thought Pip was going to enter in her age group.
Now she's at Borchester Green. That sort of thing's uncool, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Come on, don't give me a hard time, you.
Some girls can be very stupid.
And say that again. Come on.
Kenton and Jamie were at the cricket match yesterday.
Oh, cricket's a swear word in our house today.
They did get rather a drubbing, didn't they?
In spite of all their efforts to replace Lukey and Dufflings.
And now they'll have to wait until next season before they can get their revenge.
Yep. So, did Kathy say anything about the meeting with the governors at Loxley Barrett?
She didn't go herself. It was just the head and Sally.
Well, what was their reaction to the business plan? Did Kathy say it?
Very favourable.
Good.
They can end their contract with the present supplier and take on someone local for the basics, she said.
Excellent.
And then phase in the local produce gradually.
I bet Kathy was delighted.
Oh, she was. Until Kenton interrupted. Did you know he was taking bets on the tug of war?
Oh, yeah. It's his excuse for not having to join in, I think.
He always was more of a cheerleader.
Hiya.
Hello, Gran.
Hello, Pip.
Pip, hi.
How'd you get on at school? Great. We had French today.
Perhaps I should say bonjour, then.
Did you know French children have cocoa for breakfast? Not at night, like we did.
Do they?
Mum, do you think we could go to France for our holidays next year?
I don't know. We'll have to talk to your dad about it.
Me and Rosalind got lost coming back from the toilets at dinner time.
Did you?
We'd forgotten to take our plans with us. We had to ask Year 10. She was really nice.
Have you made any new friends yet?
Not yet.
There's plenty of time.
I just meet up with my friends from Loxley Barrett at break.
Pip, can you just check on Josh and Ben for me? They're watching telly.
Okay.
And change out your uniform.
What should I put on? Are we having Josh's birthday tea? Or should I put farm clothes on?
Actually, Pip, could you root out your beekeeping gear? I'd like you to do me a favour later.
Yeah.
If Mum doesn't mind you doing your homework after tea, could you help me with the bees?
Mum?
As long as it doesn't take too long.
Now we're on top of the wasp problem, I'd like to have a go at uniting those two colonies.
And finally, Helen, I'd like us to discuss ways to increase your food intake.
There's no need.
Initially, I'd like to see your weight stabilise.
I'm fine as I am.
I'm not talking about gaining, just not losing anymore.
No, I really am fine.
I understand. But the fact is that you have a very low body mass index. That's
when I know exactly what that means.
Helen, you're seriously underweight.
But I am eating.
That's good, but the evidence shows it isn't enough for your body's needs.
I'm fine, honestly.
And your notes from your GP show that you've been underweight for a long time. It's a trend that seems to have developed over the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's when...
Yes?
It's never been anything to worry about.
But people are worried about you now.
It's just my mum, fussing.
Well, we can discuss that at our next meeting.
Okay.
Just make another appointment at the desk on your way out.
Right. Yep. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Helen, and I'll see you in a week's time.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Mum?
Helen, how did you get on?
I'll tell you later.
Right, okay.
Let's get out of here. I need some fresh air.
You okay?
Yes. Let's just go, can we?
Yes, of course. Helen, slow down. It's not a race.
Just take me home, Mum, please.
Yes, of course. Put your seatbelt on.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All right. So, how did you get on then?
Don't want to talk about it.
Oh, Helen.
Well, if you must know, it was terrible.
terrible.
In every way, it was rubbish. It's a barrage of questions.
But she's...
And I tried to answer her, but she wasn't listening to me.
Wasn't she?
It's a complete waste of time. Stupid and pointless.
Oh.
So can we go home, please?
Did she say anything about what happens next?
Next? Mum, are you listening to me? I'm not going there again. I'm just not. Whatever she said.
What did she say? Helen? I mean, will they automatically send you another appointment? Through the post?
Nope.
Well, how will you know where to go then?
I said I'm not going again. I didn't make an appointment anyway.
Should you have done it before we left?
There's no point. I'm not going back to waste another whole afternoon.
But if the nurse wants to see you, you have to go back.
I don't have to do anything.
Oh. We can talk about it later.
No, we can't. It's up to me, isn't it?
Well, yes.
But that's that.
Helen?
Can we change the subject?
What have we got to do, Gran?
If you just keep giving them the odd puff with the smoker, I'll do the rest.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this will work or not, but I bumped into a beekeeper friend of mine on Sunday, and this is what he recommended.
What happened to their queen?
I don't know. When they swarmed in May, I didn't manage to get her.
Perhaps she died.
Perhaps. So now we have to unite this weak, queenless colony with a strong one.
Will they accept them? They won't fight, will they?
Well, this Mr. Granger told me about a trick that sometimes works, and I'm going to give it a go.
What if it doesn't work?
Then they will fight. But let's hope for the best, shall we?
Newspaper.
Well, that's the trick. We cover the chamber of the strong colony with the newspaper. That's it.
Did Bum tell you about Dad's birthday surprise for Saturday?
No, dear.
It was half Sam's idea. He told us about this kind of indoor snow mountain place.
Just pass me that skewer, would you?
What are you doing with that?
I'm going to poke some holes through the paper.
I don't get it.
Well, now we put the chamber where the wheat colony live on top of the other one.
But the newspaper, you haven't said what it's for.
Well, the bees on top will have to chew through the paper to get into the bottom chamber to get outside, which would take ages.
So maybe by the time they've chewed through the paper, the other bees will be used to them.
That's it.
Clever. Hope it does work.
Me too. Now, what about your dad's surprise?
Ready for tea?
I'll tell you later, Gran. I'm starving.
She seems happy.
She's still excited about her new school.
Ruth?
Yeah?
I've a favour to ask of you.
Well, that's a novelty. Rule reversal.
Well, as I was getting ready to do this, I had a chance to look round the garden.
Oh, yeah?
The thing is, Phil and I would love to grow more vegetables, but we simply haven't the space.
So you'd like to use our garden?
If you wouldn't mind us taking it over.
You are joking.
So you wouldn't mind?
Trust me, you'd be doing us a favour.
That's wonderful. Thank you, dear.
So, no change there, then?
You doing chips or boiled?
Chips, I think, Eddie.
Oh, one of my favourite steak and chips.
Yeah, it's Tony's too.
I thought I'd call him while I wait for Clary.
You can call her if you like. I'm sure she's finished.
I was hoping to have a word with Tom.
Oh, he's doing the milking.
Only I'm still recruiting for the tug-of-war team.
Well, you and Tony have got rather a lot on.
Well, that's what I thought. But I wanted to get in first before Neil got to him.
Excuse me, Eddie. Oh,
sorry. I've got Sam any road.
Oh, good.
Hey, did Tom tell you about yesterday?
Yesterday?
The cricket. Slaughtered. And I've turned that gnome into aggregate for Mrs. Wilson's patio.
Have you?
Oh, we got a card from our William this morning.
Oh, yes.
Having a great time.
Lucky things.
Too right. The hotel's very plush.
Oh?
Pools and jacuzzis. As much as you can eat and drink. All right for some, eh?
Great. Would you like me to get Clary for you?
I'm in the way here, ain't I?
No, it's fine.
Oh, speak of the devil, there she is. I'll get out of your hair.
Sorry, I didn't...
Oh, it's all right, Pat. I'll leave you to it.
Bye. Right. Hello? Is that the eating disorders clinic? Yes, I'm glad I just caught you. I'm terribly sorry, but my daughter forgot to make another appointment this afternoon. Could I do it on her behalf?
And the account number? And the sort code? OK, I'll make sure those details are passed on to our bank. When do you leave for India?
Is that for me?
Just a second, Ashok. No, Juliet, could I have a word, please?
I am rather busy.
Could I bring you back? Oh, I see. Yes, she did say she'd be working from home today. All right. Yes. Well, good luck. You too. Bye.
Has the post arrived for me?
As far as I'm aware, you have to pick it up yourself from the post office box number.
Really? Oh, how very inconvenient. Oh, well, I suppose Titcomb can get the car out and take me there.
I shouldn't think anything will have arrived yet. When did you apply?
Nigel kindly took care of it for me on Friday. Oh, this fax might be for me.
I don't think so. Oh, Julia. What is this box doing in the middle of the office floor?
Ah, now, just lift it up onto the desk for me, could you?
Oh, good grief. What have you got in here?
There's some photographs in here. I had them taken in the 40s by one of the best-known photographers in Soho.
Soho? I hope they're tasteful.
Oh, don't be silly, Elizabeth. A headshots. Here.
Oh, gosh. You had wavy hair.
Oh, well, that was the fashion, of course. Mm. I had the hair of Lauren Bacall and the legs of Sid Shelley's.
Well, you wouldn't have got far with the hair of Humphrey Bogart and the legs of Sid James.
Well, if you insist on being flippant, I shall just have to continue doing this in the dining room.
Sorry, Julia. It's a beautiful photo.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't mind if you really do want to work in the dining room.
I shall begin sorting through these. I must make sure they have no blemishes.
Your fans would be very disappointed.
Yes, quite. Now, you, Elizabeth, you can put all those theatre programmes in chronological order.
Julia.
I know what you're going to say. But really, I don't ask for many favours. It won't take long if you put your mind to it. And then this evening, I shall start signing with the photographs, and you can put each one in an envelope ready to send out.
Well, there I do draw the line, Julia, I'm afraid. I'm going to see Usha as soon as Lily and Freddie are in bed.
Oh, really?
I promised her I'd call, and I won't let her down.
Oh. Good girl.
Oh, and this is where you are.
Hello, Helen.
What the hell is this?
Ah, is it your hospital appointment?
You just couldn't keep your nose out of my business, could you?
Helen, let me...
As soon as I saw it, I knew it was you. Well, how dare you?
Helen, you can't expect me...
How much clearer could I make it? I hated the place and I'm not going back. You think you own me?
Please just listen to me for a minute.
I just can't believe you do this. And I know it is you because I rang them up as soon as I opened it and they said someone phoned and made the appointment.
Yes, it was me.
What's the point of me going somewhere if it makes me feel worse?
I just think you should give it a chance. Sometimes first impressions can be mistaken.
How dare you go behind my back and make an appointment for me?
I did it precisely because you wouldn't. Because you need it.
I don't need it.
You do. You need help. Professional help.
I don't need her or anyone else poking and prying, digging into my life, peering inside my head for something that isn't there.
Helen... When I was suffering from depression, I didn't realise that I needed outside help. I found it hard to accept, too.
When will you understand that I am not you?
I do understand.
You always want me to be a carbon copy of you.
What?
Helen's difficult. I mean, that's what you said right from being born. Because I'm not you.
Don't be silly.
She's moody and sulky and she can't get on with Tom.
I've never said that.
Oh, you have. And you've never forgiven me for going to work in Ireland when John died.
This has nothing to do with any of that.
What's going on? I'm not weak like you are.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, you might not have been able to get over John's death without help, but I did, and I can get over Greg's by myself too.
Helen, stop it now.
Shut up. I can manage perfectly well.
No, you can't.
What, because you're jealous of me? I can cope and you can't.
You don't know what you're saying.
Stop it, Helen.
This is what I think of you and your appointment.
Oh, please, Helen, you're dangerously underweight. It's serious. You have to start eating before something dreadful happens.
No, I'm not listening to this.
Helen, you might die.
Please, Mum, don't say that.
Oh, no. What? You can't get at me that way anymore.
Helen, you've gone too far now.
Turn the taps on. That'll make her do whatever I want. Well, it won't. I'm wise to you now.
You're wrong. That's all wrong.
Not this time. I will not give in to your emotional blackmail, Mum.
What are you talking about?
Helen, I...
You can cry as much as you like and it won't make any difference. I'm not going back to the hospital. Now just keep out of my life, all of you. Just leave me alone.
Oh, Mum, come here.
Oh, it's my fault.
How can it be your fault?
I rang the hospital to make her a follow-up appointment because she refused to.
So? You did the right thing.
I didn't know what else to do.
I'm so afraid for her.
Somebody has to make her see what she's doing. Not just to herself, to you too, to all of us.
Julia, have you seen my diary?
I haven't, no, no.
Well, it was here before, on my desk.
Well, I haven't moved anything.
No, I just covered every service in the office with your clutter. What are these?
I should have thought it was obvious, Elizabeth. They're posters from theatres all over the country. Yeah, look at this one.
Bexhill on Sea. Fascinating.
Yeah, and here's one for the Winter Gardens at Blackpool.
Look, Julia, as interesting as this may be, I must get on. Hayley will be back soon with Lily and Freddie.
Oh, now, just before you do, would you be a dear and explain to me again about this scanning business?
Right, well, it's quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
You put the photograph face down under the cover.
Well, yes, I grasped that part.
You move the mouse like this, and click once on scan now.
Oh, look, there's Lewis.
Are you watching this?
Just a minute.
Julia?
Well, he must have come back from his meeting with Linda Snell.
Yes, anyway. Then if you want to modify the photograph in any way...
I must find out how he got on.
Julia?
They were to talk to the architect about the feasibility study, you know. There's so much to do.
There's quite a lot to do here, too. Now, to print the photograph...
Now, do be a dear and print some out for me. It's a lovely afternoon. We may take a little walk.
What?
And when you've done that, could you scan the other photograph in too? I can't make up my mind which I prefer. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you.
Are you sure you've got everything?
I think so. I've had a quick final look around the bedroom and the bathroom. I don't think I've left anything.
Okay.
And I never did bring any kitchen stuff.
It would stick out like a sore thumb if you had. The kitchen's not exactly bursting with equipment.
You always did put yourself down about your cooking.
Well, once anyone's tasted anything Auntie Satya makes, my dishes just pale into insignificance.
Oh, you're wrong, you know. Your spinach bartha was delicious.
It was from a recipe book.
Well, you should keep at it.
I just wish I'd paid more attention when my mother tried to drill it into me.
Regrets?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, me too. I wish a lot of things could have been different.
When's your flight?
Next week. I've got a few things to sort out yet. And a lot of packing still to do.
Are you shipping all your work back?
Oh, just the stuff that won't sell quickly. Elizabeth's hopeful that she can sell the pieces at Lower Loxley.
That's good.
Right. Well, that's it then. Should I give you a call when I get settled?
No. Probably best if you didn't.
Oh. Okay. I'd better make a move. I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Well, the rush hour should be over by now.
Take care, Usha.
You too.
Bye, then.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Helen, what's happened?
Oh, Tom, can you help?
You've got a puncture.
And I was almost home.
Let's have a look. Yep, you've got a nail sticking in it.
I can't manage the wheel nuts.
Yeah, they get a bit rusted on. Yeah, I'll do it.
I was trying to loosen the threads.
Let's see. Oh, stand back. I'll have to jump on it. So, how was work?
Hi.
Oh, Elizabeth, how lovely to see you.
Well, I promised I'd call. How are you?
Okay. The Shoke left about half an hour ago.
Was it awful?
Pretty much. Awful, but inevitable, I suppose.
You poor thing.
I'll get us something to drink. Do you fancy going to the ball? Yeah, I don't think I could face it tonight. I was just about to ring Ruth and cancel Seltzer, too.
Well, don't do it yet. I mean, see how you feel.
Okay.
It's horrible for you.
Well, I'm keeping body and soul together. with the aid of food from Auntie Satya. She keeps sending boxes of stuff through the post. Satya's Red Cross parcels, that I call them.
Wonderful.
So I've got plenty of sustaining nibbles for us.
Well, you get them, and I'll tell you what Julia's been up to. She's driving us to distraction.
Thanks, Tom. It's really nice of you.
Helen.
Yeah?
You were in a real state earlier on.
Yeah, I was.
You see, the thing is, so was Mum.
Was she?
She really didn't want to upset you like that.
Yeah, well, she should have thought.
She didn't mean to make you angry. She just thought she was doing the right thing.
Well, she was wrong.
She's really worried about you.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Can you remember exactly what you said?
Of course.
Right, this is the last one. That's it.
Thanks.
I know you don't want to talk about it. It was awful, Helen. It was like you'd been possessed.
Oh, don't be stupid.
No, I mean it. It wasn't you. I didn't recognise my own sister. And you said all kinds of things I know you didn't mean.
I'm sorry, Tom, but you're wrong there. I certainly did mean what I said.
But Mum doesn't deserve it. You know that.
Did she send you to talk to me?
No, of course not.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her.
Oh, now who's being stupid?
Doesn't matter in any case. I just want you to all leave me alone.
Yeah. But
I mean it. Keep out my business and just let me get on with my life, all right?
Oh, hello, darling.
Brian, hi. I'm back.
Yes, I took over from Debbie drilling the barley. What about you?
I've been over to Mum's this afternoon.
Oh, how are they both?
Oh, fine. Mum's been helping Linda draft the constitution for the Building Preservation Trust.
Oh, yes.
I'm very pleased Linda asked her to take part. You know Mum, she so enjoys being useful.
Well, keep active, keep involved, that's the key. Mm.
If I'm as full of energy when I'm her age.
I'm sure you will be, darling.
She's dreadfully worried about Helen, though.
Yes.
And Pat, of course. It's terribly difficult for them all.
Brian, have you got a minute?
Yes, Adam.
There's just a bit of a hitch about tomorrow.
Ian's around for supper tonight, isn't he, Adam?
Well, if that's okay.
Well, you know he's always welcome.
Oh, thanks, Mum. The ships that pass in the night at the moment.
You need to arrange a day off together.
Debbie,
Adam. Yes, well, I know how tricky it is to prize you off the farm for a day out.
Mm, it just seems impossible for us to find an evening, never mind a whole day.
Yes, yes, with the hours he works as well.
It'd be great if we could, though.
I don't suppose Ian's had much of a chance to explore the local countryside, has he?
I'll try again at supper. It'd be great to take off into the hills or something.
Will Debbie be eating this?
Well, so far as I know. And then she's off out to a bar in Borchester, I think, with Kenton. Right, I better go and start thinking about supper then.
By the way, Mum, I had a call from Chris Mills, captain of the Darrington cricket team. Wanted to know if I was interested in leaving Ambridge and joining them next season.
Oh, hope you said no.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as simple as that.
Listen, I'm sorry, Adam, but I need to catch up with George. Check he's managing in Will's absence. Oh. So, did you want me for something?
I'll see you both later, then.
Right. Yeah, quick word. About tomorrow.
Yes?
I've arranged with George to come in and shoot a couple of deer.
And?
Yeah, tomorrow's the only day this week he can do it, but it clashes with my management course. I'd completely forgotten when I set it up.
I see.
I was wondering if you could stand in for me and help George.
Oh.
Unless you want me to cancel my course?
No, not at all. We're a team, aren't we? No, leave it with me. I'll deal with it.
Sorted those two kids with their granddad on the computer. They're signed in.
Oh, thanks, love. Hey, do me a favour and fill the chiller with mixers, would you?
You've got to do something about the pop-ups.
Oh.
They're looking up proverbs for an assignment, and one of the pop-ups was definitely dodgy.
Well, look, don't scare the kids away. They'll be regulars in a few years.
They're about 11. Hey, well, where's the picture off that mirror?
Yeah, they're really dirty. Fallon, you know, I was thinking about the bull upstairs again.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 months ago, the place was even. You couldn't get a fag paper between them up there when there were a good band on.
Yeah, I know. Last week, I was really bored on the bar. I bet it didn't take more than 30 quid all night.
Hmm.
How did Kirsty do Friday night? Mum?
Look at my eyes.
What?
Do you think I'm looking a bit tired? You know, round the eyes.
Let's have a look. No.
Oh, well, you don't sound too sure.
Well, no, you look really good for your age.
Oh, thanks. You wouldn't put me any younger.
Well, I don't No. Why? What's up? Has anybody said anything?
No, of course not.
Well, then. No, add the bull upstairs. Maybe what we need is a complete restyle. Then organise a relaunch.
Look, hold your horses. It won't go for that. We can't afford to spend money on redecorating, not at the moment.
No, I don't mean that. I meant restyle in terms of what we put on up there. There's loads of places offering the sort of mainstream music we've been putting on.
Are there?
Yeah. Huh. People my age won't drag themselves out of Borchester for that.
Well, you're probably right.
I am. I know I am. We need a unique selling point. Something that identifies us as the place to come for specialist sounds. I don't know, funk, hard house, or whatever.
And you think that'll pull them in?
Yeah. Well, if you like, I'll do it. I'll organise it and promote it and run it on the night. It'll be good.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
It would look really good on my CV.
Not to mention how it'd look to all your mates. Huh? Yeah, look, I said I'll think about it.
Oh, what did I do with them blessed plants?
Yeah, you and Mike done a real good job on them ridge tiles.
Cheers.
Are these the ones you're looking for?
No.
It's all right here in the shed, isn't it?
Hey?
Well, if Susan won't let you in after a night on the ale, you can always sleep in here. Any road, how's the church team coming on?
We got Alistair.
Who else?
You're Clary, of course.
Oh, much good may that do you.
Oh, you never know. It's part of my strategy.
Strategy?
Oh, yeah, you've got to have a strategy. Well, don't tell me you ain't got a strategy for the pub team.
Yeah, of course we have.
Where the heck have they got to?
What about these?
No.
These?
No.
You've got plans coming out of your ears, mate.
Yeah, I realise that, but I need the one specially stamped by the building control.
Hey, have you been letting Susan in this shed tidying up?
Oh, she might have.
Oh, a mistake, that. An Englishman's shed is his castle.
Home. His home is his castle.
Not in my room.
I knew I should have had some photocopies made. Susan said so and all.
Why don't you just ask your Susan what she's done with them?
Oh, I'll find her. So, who have you got for the pub team, then?
Me? Sid, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Mike and Roy.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking we should ask Phil Archer to adjudicate it. He used to be a magistrate.
No chance. With his family on your side, you've got to be joking.
Well, he'd do it fair and square.
No. We need somebody properly impartial.
Linda Snell?
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, I give up. They're not here.
You're going to have to ask your Susan after all, ain't you?
Another whiskey, darling?
I better not. I don't want to risk being over the limit.
Why? You're going out somewhere?
Well, I thought it might be nice if you and I joined Adam and Ian in the bull.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That was a lovely meal, Jenny. You don't often make lasagna.
I always feel I should make an extra effort when Ian eats with us.
But all he wants is egg and chips after all that haute cuisine day in, day out.
Pity those partridge you bagged haven't hung for long enough. I'll cook them if he comes over next week.
Adam seems to be looking forward to his course tomorrow.
Yes, he's very keen.
Well, it's a good idea, brushing up on the management side.
Well, he had a lot of management experience in Africa, of course.
Yeah, a bit different there.
Yeah. Have you thought any more about his expansion ideas with the strawberries?
No, not yet. Oh, that reminds me, I won't be around tomorrow to help with the deer after all.
No,
I've been called to attend an emergency meeting at Borchester Land.
What's Matt Crawford up to now?
Oh, he's trying to unseat one of the board. Been some doubt cast on his expense account. It's going to take all morning, I think.
It doesn't mean Adam can't go to his course, does it?
No, don't worry. No, I'm sure I can sort something out. Now, if you're ready, I'll bring the car round.
2 pints of Shires, Jolene, please.
Oh, how are you, Adam?
Fine, thanks. You?
Not again, please.
Look at it this way. We ain't got a lot to lose. We're not exactly coining it in now, are we?
What's this?
House music and what have you in the bull upstairs. It's Fallon's latest brainwave.
Well, as Sam Goldwyn once said, include me out.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be aimed at people Adam's age. No offence, Adam. You know what I mean. I could just run it for a couple of months to try it out.
Yeah, Borchester's always packed Thursday to Sunday.
See? We could book a couple of DJs straight away. And get some cheap flyers printed and hand them out.
Oh, I don't know.
It would be good for the business.
Yeah, if it gets the punters in.
And great work experience for me.
Oh, that is true.
And if I make anything for myself out of it, it can go towards paying my college fees.
What do you reckon, Adam?
Well, don't look at me.
Come on, Adam, you're a businessman.
Well, for what it's worth, Jonan, it sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I'll talk to Sid.
Watch this. Double top to finish. All right, double ten. Yes!
At last.
So, them plans, Journal?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. They were in the caravan folded up in the biscuit tin.
Funny place for them, the biscuit tin.
Oh, I'd forgotten I'd done it. That was before I got the filing cabinet. I was worried in case there was ever a fire.
That wouldn't have saved them. Not unless you knew beforehand you'd be peckish watching the firemen.
Oh, well, never mind that now. I've been thinking, if Sam Bat's going to join in the tug-of-war, maybe Alistair should ask him to join the cricket team.
Oh, he couldn't do any worse than in the last couple of games.
I don't know whether he's ever played.
As long as he knows which way up to hold a bat, that'll be an improvement right away.
Yeah, we could do with a few more younger players, like Tom and Roy.
Mm, true. Adam Macy was like a breath of fresh air last year.
Hey, that's who we could ask to adjudicate. Brian Aldridge.
He's dead, guys.
Oh, cheers, fella. Yeah. You're determined to weight the judging in your favour, ain't you, Neil Carter? What's up? No faith in your team, then?
Bert Fry. He umpires the cricket.
No.
Mrs. Woolley.
No.
Jack Woolley, then.
No.
What's this? Name the village elders contest.
We need a judge for the tug of war. Somebody impartial.
Not easy in a small place like Ambridge.
Well, what about Oliver Sterling? He'd do it.
The girl's a genius.
She ain't too busy with Ed being away.
Here, Neil. Buy her a drink. I'll be back in a jiffy. Oh, I may as well have another and all while you're at it.
Well, Sid and I are not exactly bosom buddies, so I've joined Neil's side.
Oh, Alice and I will sponsor you then.
Look, talking about teams, have you given any more thought to Darrington's offer?
I have to admit, I'm seriously tempted.
Oh, it's very flattering to be headhunted like that.
Not a bit. He's an excellent all-rounder. They'd be lucky to have him.
Oh, good of you to say so, Brian.
Is Ian going to join us?
Sorry, he had to make a quick phone call. Work.
Oh, it's supposed to be his evening off.
Oh, we've taken your advice, by the way.
What about?
Ian said a day in the Hassett Hills was just what he needed.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, Brian, everything's still on track for tomorrow, with the venison.
I can't do it, I'm afraid.
Oh.
It's okay. No, I've asked Debbie instead.
Debbie?
Yes, I thought she could let Jeff get on with the drilling, and that would leave her free to help George and you free to attend your course.
And she's okay with that, is she?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's only the first session. I could probably finish early and get back.
No, there's no need.
Right. Well, okay. Thanks for sorting that out, Brian.
Not a problem.
I'll just see where Ian's got to. Back in a minute.
Oh, poor Debbie. Not a very pleasant job you've saddled her with.
No, she wasn't overjoyed at the prospect of slaughtering and gutting deer. But why keep a dog and bark yourself?
Do you mean?
Well, what's the point of having two ambitious offspring working on the farm if I can't leave the nasty jobs to them?
They nearly bled out, Debbie.
Great. Job done, then. We'll get them back to the deer larder.
Right. I see there's some posters gone off in the village.
Uh-huh.
About a Christmas show.
Oh, Christmas. Who wants to think about Christmas?
Well, you know Linda. She likes to get things moving.
Anyway, I can't imagine Christmas without the Boxing Day hunt.
Oh, that. Well, it looks like we're going to have to sometime.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. There's a long way to go yet.
It's a bad do, though, eh? That trouble in the Commons and out in the square.
Oh, people are angry, George, that's why. I'm not defending it, but you can see how it happens.
Oh, I suppose so.
There's going to be a lot more trouble, too. Especially if they try and bring in the Parliament Act.
Yeah, maybe.
There's people around here ready to go to prison if they have to. Oliver Sterling, for one.
And how about you? Are you prepared to go that far?
Might do. Depends.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, come on, George. You're a countryman. We can't just let them trample all over our rights.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's time to let it go. There's just as many people reckon it's wrong.
Yeah, people like Linda Snell.
Oh, not just her. Think of Pat and Tony. Jill Archer.
Yeah, yeah, and I respect their views, but respect has to work both ways.
Well, come on, let's get these carcasses in, shall we?
If Linda Snow wants support for her show, she'd better not go on about this. That's all I can say.
No, she's not that daft.
Oh, I'm amazed she's got time to do it anyway. What with restoring the cat and fiddle and everything.
No, she's not doing this show on her own. She's got the vicar helping her.
Oh, poor old Alan. Does he know what he's let himself in for?
Well, he'll soon find out.
What are they doing anyway?
Christmas carol. Do you fancy it?
I might do. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Go on, you're a natural. She'll have you in all right.
I tell you what, though, George, there's just one bit of gloating about this hunt ban, and I'll be out of there. And so will half the village.
Ruth!
Oh, hi, Tom. I was miles away.
Here on your own?
No, Sam's somewhere around. It's a day off, but he just wanted to see what the dairy heifers were like. And you?
Kirsty's dad's looking for a four-wheel drive, so I said I'd pick him up a catalogue for Saturday.
Oh, yeah, the machinery's here.
Mm. I'm starving. Got some burgers.
Ah, oh, cheers.
Oh, hi, Moonville, Kirsty. Mm.
David doesn't know anything about Adam defecting to Darrington, does he? Whether he is or not, I mean.
Oh, you'll have to ask him.
Mm. If he does, there aren't enough lucky loans in the world to save Ambridge. Mm.
You two having a busman's holiday today as well?
Yeah, no chance. We're going for a run-out somewhere later, aren't we?
Yeah.
Change your mind?
No, not exactly.
Sounds like there's a book there somewhere.
I just want to stop off at a trading estate outside Borchester.
Oh, Tom!
It won't take long.
I'm thinking of moving out of Ambridge, Tom?
I reckon I'll have to.
Oh, you want to expand the business, don't you?
It's just in the planning stage.
Oh, sorry, Tom. You'll have to tell me all about it another time. That's John Evans from the Milk Group. I really need to have a word with him.
I bet skinning and gutting is another job you haven't done for a long time either.
I haven't ever done it, as a matter of fact. So it's good to do it now.
There aren't many that say that.
Oh, I want to do all the jobs. Everything we do on the farm.
You always did.
It's just being professional.
Oh, this'll build up your muscles and all. Mind you, a young woman doesn't want big muscles.
Oh, I do. For the tug of war on Sunday.
Oh, eat it then.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a laugh, isn't it? Eddie's written in with Kirsty and Fallon for the pub team.
Oh, it should be good fun. And it's a very good cause, the bell ropes. Oh, what was up with Alistair earlier on?
When?
When he came to certify the deer.
Oh, yeah, something about Adam joining the Darrington cricket team.
Oh, my neck is not, is he?
No, he's thinking about it, apparently.
That'll be a blow.
I think we'll have a break for lunch after this, George. You hungry?
Oh, I am that. Hey, but what about moving them to hang in the chill room?
Oh, I think we can leave that for Adam to do when he gets back.
Easy, girl. Let's see how you're doing.
David?
Oh, Ruth, can you do me a favour?
Are you sure
of your problems? Hang on. All right,
all right. She's a first timer. She might need a bit of help.
Here, put a glove on. See what you think.
We really need to talk.
Yeah, what about?
The Milk Group. I spoke to a couple of members at the auction mart. Of course, it might be just gossip. Okay.
What do you think?
Ooh.
Did Sam come back with you?
Yeah, but he went out on his mountain bike with Roy as soon as we got back.
Right, I'll see if Bert's about.
I'd rather get Alistair up here to have a look at her.
Yeah, all right. So what was that about the Milk Group?
Well, I've heard some really worrying things.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me go and ring Alistair. I've got a couple of other calls to make. Then you and I have to sit down and discuss it.
So did you settle up with George?
Yeah, I paid him in cash. He said that was your usual arrangement.
That's right.
And the inspector passed the carcasses without a problem.
Good. Well, thanks for standing in for me today, Debbie.
No sweat.
Cheers.
It's a pleasure.
Look, I know it's not a very nice job.
No, seriously, Adam. If not a pleasure, I am glad to have the opportunity.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I was saying to George, I like to be across everything that happens on the farm, always have. So it was great to have the chance to do it.
Another nice heifer. She's already suckled.
Great.
Is Alistair coming in for a cup of tea?
No, he had to shoot off to another carving. Do you know, he said Chris Mills had been after Adam for Darrington next season. Flaming cheek.
Tom mentioned something about it.
That's all we need.
Do you want a tea or coffee? The kettle's just boiled.
When's supper?
About an hour.
No, I'll just have some juice. So, go on, what did you hear at the market?
Right. Well, John Evans was there and I had a chat with him. I just wanted to sound him out. But before I had a chance to, he told me that both Des and Vince are resigning from the group.
Ah, usual reason, I suppose.
Yeah. It's sickening. I rang him this afternoon to see if it was true. And it is.
So?
So, that's it. I'm for pulling Brookfield out.
Oh, Ruth.
I feel as though my arm's been twisted right up me back on this one.
Well, both those guys are in the same position as we are.
I'm not angry with them. I know they're just like us, trying to do what's best for their business. It's just not the best in the long run. I feel sure it isn't. But who's got the stamina for the long run when we're talking years?
I'm sorry.
Not as much as I am. It's partly the supermarkets. It's always the same. Somebody always has us over a barrel.
Yeah. To be fair, it's not just the supermarkets, though, is it?
I know. Getting some of these guys to move on milk processing has been like pulling teeth.
I mean, if the cart had been able to get its act together quicker, we'd have been in a stronger position.
We just needed time, that's all.
But Dad's right, you know. If we can get a secure contract...
Yeah, if. The milk group was the right way forward. I know it was.
Hey, come here. Hey, I know how frustrating this must be, but, you know, sometimes you've just got to go with the flow.
Oh, I feel like a real traitor, even for thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, look, how about we approach a couple of companies, eh? Make some initial inquiries.
Yeah. Go on, then.
There you go, Kirsty. Climb up and have a look.
Are you sure no security guard Jobsworth's going to come round the corner with a couple of Rottweilers?
No. These ones are empty. The security is probably a 65-year-old ex-copper who went to the pub hours ago.
Oh. Well, these rooms are a bit small, Tom.
Yeah, but those are just studded walls, like I'd put in at Sawyer's Farm, to separate the areas off. It wouldn't take much to pull them down to make a bigger packing area, for example.
Oh, okay.
No, these are the ideal sites for the next stage of the enterprise.
And if you move here, you'll need to take on extra staff.
Yeah, so?
Well, are you totally sure you want all that responsibility?
Of course. It's the logical next step for me. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I think you are.
Thanks.
It's exciting.
Come on, then. Let's walk round the other side.
How's Helen?
I don't know. I've been kind of shadowing her. Spying on her, really. In the hope of catching her eating something.
And have you?
I saw her making some soup out of a bit of stock cube.
Did you actually eat any?
Not really. It's like it's the most terrible thing to do. Like she's facing, I don't know, something awful.
I haven't seen her eat for ages.
You know when you see those horrible news reports about starving people?
Yeah, what about them?
I used to think, why aren't they angry? You know, why aren't they kicking the doors of some embassy in or something?
Probably because they were miles away from cities with embassies and seven-course dinners.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I understand it a bit more now. It's like their focus has changed. With Helen, it's making their focus completely on herself. She must be thinking about it all the time.
So she doesn't have to think about anyone else.
Yeah, maybe. I tried to get through to her. To try and make her see how she made Mum feel.
Yeah, I know you did.
You know how hard Mum's finding it all anyway. When she was depressed, it was really bad. It scares Dad, thinking she might go that way again. I don't think Helen remembers somehow.
But you do.
Yeah. And to hear Helen just laying into her like that, saying Mum was weak. Oh, how can I stop her doing it, Kirsty? Mum doesn't deserve that.
Oh, Tom, you've got to keep doing what we've all been trying to do. Just don't give up on her. Your mum won't, you know that.
Yeah, but I feel like I've got to protect Mum from it too, you know? I'll have another go at talking to Helen tomorrow.
Get away from everyone.
I'll come in mid-morning, see if she'll come to the park with me.
Yeah, good idea.
Something's got to give. She needs help, Kirsty.
Hello, Phil.
Oh.
That looks like hard work.
Oh, I can afford to take it steady.
Is that your own compost you're digging in?
Mm-hmm. Soon to be supplemented by some of Titcomb's. Elizabeth's promised to drop it off for me this morning.
Well, if you need any more, I'm sure Higgs will be happy to oblige.
Oh, really kind of you, Peggy. I might take you up on that. Yeah, we're going to revive this veg patch, Jill and I.
David and Ruth must be pleased you've taken the helm.
Oh, they are.
It's quite overgrown last time I came up here.
Yeah.
Jill around?
Well, she's getting Ben ready to go to the swings.
Enjoying the last of the summer sunshine.
Yes, indeed.
So, what are your planting plans?
Oh, we thought raspberry canes and gooseberries over there, and some cold frames for veg along the back wall. Ah. I plan to be a force to be reckoned with at the next year's flower and produce show.
Do you indeed?
Oh, I do. If I can't win at the men-only sponge, then I'll give Bert and George a run for their money with my fruit and veg.
And how's Pip doing at big school?
Oh, very well. She's joined the choir.
Oh, lovely. Joining things helps them settle in, doesn't it?
And Mr. Chambers has asked her if she'd like to learn the clarinet.
Oh, smashing.
So she'll borrow one of the schools initially to see if she takes to it. Hope she does.
Hi, Dad. Auntie Peggy.
Oh, hello, love.
I brought your compost. It's in the back of the car.
Oh, thanks.
Elizabeth, I do wish to warn me. Court shoes are not the most suitable footwear for travelling about the farmyard.
Morning, Julia.
Well, you could have waited in the car. I've left the windows down.
I am not a Labrador. Oh, good morning, Phil. Peggy.
Hello, Julia.
Gosh, you have made good progress, Dad.
Well, I hope this detour hasn't eaten into your time too much.
Oh, don't worry. I was out in the car in any case this morning, taking Lily and Freddie to school.
Yes, Hayley has one of her school groups this morning, collecting beetles or whatever it is she does.
And how are they settling in at Loxley Barrett?
Well, Freddie loves it, but Lily's not too sure yet.
Yeah, and rightly so, in my opinion. Well, she doesn't like all those rough children.
It isn't that at all. It's because they've split them up and put them in different classes.
Oh, dear. That's not right, is it?
Well, it's school policy, I'm afraid. It prevents twins from just sticking with each other to help make them independent. Hope it works.
I see.
Did you want to see Lily and Freddie after school this morning too, Julia?
Oh, no, actually, Elizabeth just driven me into Borchester to my P.O. box.
Doesn't the Royal Mail deliver to Lower Loxley anymore, Elizabeth?
This, Auntie Peggy, is for Julia's fan mail.
Good heavens.
Oh, yes, it wouldn't do to reveal my address.
No, I suppose not.
Well, Elizabeth and Nigel couldn't have all those people turning up day after day at Lower Loxley. They do have a business to run, after all.
Very good of you to take that into consideration.
And have many people written to you, Julia?
Well, contrary to the expectations of some people, yes. Actually, just as I predicted.
I remember a friend of mine writing to Douglas Fairbanks when we were girls.
Did he reply?
I think she got a signed photograph. I don't suppose it was he who wrote the letter.
Ah, yes, well, that's where he and I differ. I shall be writing my newsletter personally.
Well, that'll be quite time-consuming, I imagine.
For someone.
But I have had to order a stamp of my signature. I signed so many photographs, my wrist quite ached.
Oh, poor you.
How's Nigel?
He's been out of the office this past couple of days, working on the vines, mostly. I think it's to preserve his sanity.
Whatever do you mean, Elizabeth?
The fresh air is very good for him, I'm sure.
In fact, why don't you come over for lunch, Dad? You can have a look at the vines yourself.
Well, what a lovely idea. Yes, thank you.
Let's sit down here for a minute.
OK.
Oh. You remember Gran bringing us to this park in the school holidays sometimes?
Yeah, vaguely.
I remember coming here with Dad once too.
When?
You and I got him to sit on the roundabout and then whizzed it round so fast he started feeling sick.
Oh yeah, but you remember that. Poor Dad.
Good here, isn't it?
Peaceful.
Hello.
Look, Tom, I know what you're doing.
Do you?
I shouldn't have been so horrible to you on Tuesday.
It was scary.
I know. And I'm sorry.
Let's just forget it, eh?
It's just that Mum shouldn't have gone behind my back like that.
I know. And she knows.
Good.
But you don't seem to understand how worried we are about you.
Yes, I do. It's just that there's no need. I have to do things my own way.
I know how you feel, honestly.
How can you?
About them interfering. I'm the same when it comes to my business. I've got my own ideas, and I just want to try them out. Okay, they might not work.
But at least you'll have tried.
Yeah. I don't want to do things how Dad's always done them.
Mum and Dad just don't seem to realise we're not kids anymore. We're both adults now.
We have to make our own mistakes.
Exactly.
They can't remember when they felt the same, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
So, disappointment next week.
What about it?
Well, suppose you did go.
Tom, I really...
Wait a second. Suppose you went. You wouldn't have to actually do anything, would you?
Well, like what?
Well, I mean, they couldn't make you do or say anything, could they? If you're there of your own free will.
Well, no.
So you could, in theory, just go, sit there in silence for an hour, and then come home again.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. Now, suppose you did decide to go.
Tom...
I could take you, so you didn't have to have Mum there putting pressure on you. But you'd have a friendly face there for when you came out.
It would be better if I did go.
I won't ask you about what happened or anything. We'll just go and then come back, full stop. So what do you think?
It's really sweet of you to offer.
What are little brothers for? We have to stick together, you and me.
Thanks.
More coffee, Dad?
Oh, no thanks, love. I'd better make tracks soon.
Oh, what a civilised end to the week this has been.
It has. It's made a very nice change. Thank you for lunch.
You're welcome. What did you think of the vines, then?
Well, very healthy, aren't they?
But Nigel's really pleased with how they've taken.
He was pinching out the lateral shoots today. That's time-consuming, but it has to be done.
I think time-consuming in the vineyard is rather the point at the moment. Mm. Oh, Dad, Nigel was wondering when the auditions are for A Christmas Carol. Have you heard?
The week after next, I think. Every time the phone rings, I keep expecting it to be Linda Snell.
I'm sure you'll be first on her list if she needs a pianist.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, does Nigel want to audition, then?
If he's got time to do it. He loves his moments of glory.
True. Oh, well, I'd better make a move.
You're getting back to the gardening?
Not this afternoon.
Oh?
Well, I'm baking a cake for David's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, what are they doing for it? Do you know?
Oh, yes. Pip told me. They're going snowboarding.
You're joking? Really? Where?
Well, it's something Sam helped Ruth set up. There's an indoor place, it seems, with artificial snow.
What a super idea.
Well, Sam's done it in New Zealand, apparently, and they're giving David a taster session.
Does he know?
Oh, no, it's all very hush-hush. He and Sam will do the snowboarding, and then they'll all have lunch together somewhere.
Oh, I'll have to remember to ask Sam for some ideas next year for Nigel.
I'm so dizzied where you've both been hiding.
Well, not at all, Julia.
Coffee?
No, I haven't time now. When you return to the office, Elizabeth, I shall need you to print more photographs.
I'm sorry, Julia, but I do have a business to run. Besides, how many more photographs can people actually want?
Oh, I've had quite a number of requests.
Have you?
You sound surprised, Phil.
Well, no.
Did you know that signed photographs of Elizabeth Taylor fetched up to £400?
No, I didn't.
How much do you think mine would be worth?
Oh, I really haven't the faintest.
Well, what would you pay?
Well,
Perhaps you could just carry on signing those I've already printed off.
Oh, that won't take me long. The courier's just delivered the stamp of my signature I ordered.
Oh, has he?
I've tried it out and it's really rather good. By the way, I instructed the manufacturers to invoice Lower Loxley. You don't mind, do you?
You want a Peggy? Oh, some water biscuits.
Oh, thank you, dear. How are you?
Oh, Tony and I are all right. Thank goodness.
You do look tired, if you don't mind me saying.
Can't remember the last time I had a good night's sleep.
You must look after yourself, Pat. It's not selfish to think of yourself at times like these, you know.
I know.
Mum?
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hiya, Gran.
Did you get some lunch?
Yeah, grab something quick at Jack's.
Oh, that's okay, then.
You don't need to worry about me.
I know.
Mum, I've got some good news. But I don't want you to mention anything about it to Helen when she gets in tonight.
What is it?
Well, she's going to go for her appointment on Tuesday.
Really?
That's wonderful, Tom.
How did you manage it?
That doesn't matter. She's going.
Oh, Tom!
There is just one condition.
What?
I said I'll take her.
Right.
It's just that sometimes you know, you wind each other up, and she'll be a bit calmer with just me. Sorry, Mum, but you know what she's like.
Yes, I do.
I'll go and find Dad then and tell him. Remember, Mum, don't say anything unless she does.
I won't.
Well, that is good news. Perhaps I'll get her to start eating again.
Oh, we're a long way from that, but it is a step in the right direction.
What I don't understand is, how has Helen got herself into this position? She's a brat girl.
Well, the specialists themselves don't fully understand the condition as far as I can gather.
There's just too much emphasis these days on being thin. All those models, they're just skin and bone.
Oh, I agree.
And too much pressure on girls to conform. Even intelligent girls like Helen.
Yeah, those images make it seem as though to be a size 8 or smaller is the norm, whereas the average woman's more like a size 16.
And all those silly, faddy diets the film stars seem to be on.
I know.
So why can't Helen see it?
Well, there's more to it, Peggy. It's a mixture of so many things. I need to regain some kind of control over her life when life's so unpredictable.
But I was a young woman in the Second World War, when life was completely unpredictable.
I know, but it's not the same thing. I've tried reading up about it. It seems, well, starvation brings about chemical changes in the brain, and those chemicals are addictive, especially as a means of escape from the pain of grieving.
Well, most families in England were bereaved during the war. Everyone had a father or brother or young man in the forces.
Yes, I know.
Well, I suppose in those days we had role models to aspire to who looked like real women, with curves.
Yes.
Well, I hope she'll begin to understand how harmful it is.
Well, I just hope she doesn't change her mind before next Tuesday. And that the hospital treatment works. That's all I can think about. All I want to focus on. I can't let my thoughts waver from that.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Zalazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.